Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, thank you, Mary. I think I have a short in my headphone microphone, and I disconnected my studio, so bad on Neil. And thank you very much, Robert Browski, for replaying my entry so I'll know when to come out of the chute. I missed the first call. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's a beautiful Sunday morning and about to get not so beautiful later in the week. Let's talk about the plants at your place. Why don't you pick up that phone? Give us a call right now, won't you please? 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We are here for the next 2 hours to talk about the plants at your place. What do you need to be planting now in mid-November as we head that direction? What do you need to be pruning? What do you need to be thinking about transplanting? Because that season is very near at hand for woody plants, for trees and shrubs. How best can I help you? That's exactly what we're here for, and we have the next 2 hours to talk about those plants at your place. But only if you'll pick up the phone, give us a call. It is really very, very simple, and that's what we want you to do. A couple of announcements before we go too far. One is that this coming Saturday evening, I'm looking forward to something I've never done before, and that is a talk on adoption. I'm an adopted person. You may be aware of that, and I'll be speaking at the Texas Gift of Adoption annual event Saturday at 6 p.m. And as an adopted child, not a child anymore, but they have asked me to share my story publicly, and it will be the first time. The evening will also highlight newest recipients of a Gift of Adoption grant. That's the organization, Texas Gift of Adoption. And they have given a grant to Jamie and Angel Ortiz of Rockwall, and they recently completed the adoption of their 2-year-old son, Julian, who has faced daily challenges associated with prenatal exposure to drugs and alcohol. And when I was asked if I wanted to go before or after their family, I said, there's no way I'm following that story. That should be really riveting. So it's going to be a very special evening. If you attend, you'll have the opportunity to bid on a variety of items in the silent auction, from Dallas Stars tickets to handmade quilts and lots of other things. Complimentary light hors d'oeuvres will be served. I'm very excited about this opportunity to tell my story, and I hope you'll join us that evening. It's coming Saturday. It's 6 nights from now, so that would put it up on the 15th. I made a mistake one time when I was publicizing my speaking engagement on my Facebook page, and I gave the wrong date. Everything was correct, but the date, and yes, indeed, the 15th. Just check my calendar. So I hope that you will join us, and if you would like to register, or if you need more information, go to giftofadoption.org/Texas. giftofadoption.org/texas.html, and that will get you right to it. Robert, I am not seeing Steve Huddleston on my call screen. Is he there for me? All right, and I'm not hearing Robert either, so no Steve. All right, well, I will go ahead and how's your day going so far, Robert? 0-2 with your friends here. Sorry about that. All right, I will give this report for Steve. He may have asked me to do that, and I had forgotten, but I don't think so. Cigar plant, Cuffea micropetala, is in glorious bloom in the long bed at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. It's a shrubby perennial to 4 to 5 feet in the same family as crepe myrtles, surprisingly. Tubular flowers, 1 inch long, orange-red at the base and yellow at the tip of the tube. Looks something like candy corn. You'll hear people refer to it that way. I saw some beautiful plants last week in Brenham, And somebody walked up behind and said, "Looks just like candy corn." I said, "Yep, it sure does." The entire plant is extremely showy, covered with these colorful tubular flowers, and those flowers attract hummingbirds. It's hardy into the teens, but the above-ground growth will die back in the mid-20s. The main blooming season is late summer and fall. It's native to Mexico. Cigar plant, Cufia micropetala, at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden in the long bed. And Princess Caroline Napier grass, Penicetum hybrid, ornamental grass 4 to 6 feet tall with beautiful wide, deep purple leaves which curve down gracefully toward the ground. It does not flower. It's very heat and drought tolerant. It's perennial in most of the state, unlike the other purple fountain grasses. This is for full sun and almost any well-drained soil. Hardy in North Texas, if the winter temperatures are mild, it's grown in a protected location. That helps. Use it as a specimen plant, accent plant in mixed borders, or as a quick-growing screening plant. And Steve says that theirs makes a beautiful backdrop for coral drift roses. The website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is fwbg.org. fwbg.org, Fort Worth Botanic Garden. They are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park, and their 24-hour information number is 817-392-5510. The Fort Worth Botanic Garden, it would be a beautiful afternoon to get out and enjoy the nature of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth. The report of the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is sponsored today by great folks at, and I am going to need to, yeah, I know it's Norway Irrigation in my stack here. I've got to find their copy because I have them switched in a, boy, this, this is getting a little rocky on us here, but I have pulled another sponsor. Let me go ahead and do one that I know is on today, and we're going to do them right now, and that's North Haven Gardens. I think you can see how I, with bleary eyes last night toward midnight, could make that mistake. Texas Arbor Day was November 7th. North Haven Gardens would like you to know it's not too late to plant a tree. Root systems continue to grow and establish during the winter months, so fall is a great time to plant new trees. North Haven Gardens garden advisors are happy to assist you in selecting and caring for your trees. They give care instructions for you, and that is a real help. These folks are real plant pros. This nursery has been right where it is today since 1951. What were you doing in 1951? They were establishing one of the premier garden centers of the South. It is spectacular. North Haven Gardens has native plants, small space ornamentals, fruit trees, and much more. Chinkapin oak, a native Texas shade tree. It's relatively free of insects and diseases. Merlot redbud, a cross between Cerasus canadensis, the eastern redbud, and Cerasus texensis. That's the one that is native to the hill country. Merlot redbud is more drought and heat tolerant with glossy, dark, wine-colored leaves and bright pink flowers. Beautiful plant. They have fruit varieties, heirloom and modern. They have everything you could possibly want in this 9-acre nursery, and it's backed by growing operations where they grow the very best. That's North Haven Gardens. And bulbs for holiday displays or for thoughtful gift ideas, amaryllis bulbs, easy to grow, spectacular colors and varieties, hyacinths, paper whites. For more information on specials and events, go to nhg.com. North Haven Gardens is at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central Expressway. 214-363-5316, nhg.com in Dallas, North Haven Gardens.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, I'm marking my log to say that I traded Norway and North Haven. Not the first mistake I may have made in 37 years. Probably won't be the last, and both of those are my longtime friends and sponsors. So we'll hope for the best. We go to our first call today is Bobby in Fort Worth. Bobby, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. We have, you'll never guess what I'm doing. I've got a 97-year-old uncle that's coming over here for his birthday.
Oh, how cool. What a wonderful day for you.
And he is a World War II veteran, one of the few that's left, and it's a surprise. We have people coming in from Kansas and from out in West Texas.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. Making his favorite lemon pies right now. What I'm calling about is we have two hibiscus trees that are planted in pots. And these trees, we've always had the yard men bring them in, but they've gotten too big. They won't fit in the house. Is there some way we can keep those alive this winter?
It's a problem that we all face when we grow hibiscus, Bobby. And the only thing you could do would be to put them where they have gone in prior years, but trim them way back so they will fit this year. I got to a point after about 8 or 9 years of, and I was dealing with a greenhouse, but I was just using too much space in my greenhouse for the one hibiscus. I got to a point where the last year that I had it, I said, you know, this is just crazy. Every year it is so root bound, I can't move a pot any bigger. Therefore, I'm just going to plant it in the ground. And it was beautiful for that year. And on the night of the first freeze, I just bid it a fond adieu and replaced it with another hibiscus the next year. And that's basically, you get to a point where that's all you can do, unless you can trim them. And you can probably gain 2 or 3 years by doing it that way for a while.
Well, I thank you very much.
Well, have a wonderful day. This is happening today?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well,
his name is Doc Fox.
Well, Doc Fox, we thank you, and I'll bet he's not listening right now. If he is, the
I
surprise.
Hope not.
Yeah, the surprise is kind of shot. But I'll bet he will have a wonderful day.
Oh,
thank
he
you,
will.
Bobby.
It's
thanks
all
for
his
what you're
nieces
doing.
And nephews. So.
Oh, that's just the best. Thanks so much. Okay, and coming up next, we have Scott in Poolville, Perry in McKinney, and those are two very good questions coming up, so stay with us if you will, please. All right, folks, I want to invite you to get a copy as a Christmas gift, if you are so inclined, of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can give this with great confidence because this is not a revised copy of the 1991 A Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. I'm very proud of that old book, but it's an old book, and it is still out there in the stores because this one is self-published, the new one. You're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. It is available only through my office and through my website at neilsperry.com. My new book has chapters devoted completely to basics of Texas gardening, all the fundamental things you have to have before you go any farther. Also, an entire chapter, 48 pages long, 4 pages per month, telling you what needs to be done in each month of the year. Then individual chapters for trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf grass, and fruit and vegetables. This is a really good reference book. I think it is the final book that you will ever need to have in your library. And as far as, especially now, it is specifically dedicated to the Lone Star State, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. 840 photos and also 344 pages. Satisfaction guaranteed. It's only $28.95. It would have been $32.95 plus tax and postage. Call before 11 today if you'd like to get it, and it will be a signed copy. I signed some a few days ago. 1-800-752-GROW. Call right now. 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Whiz Q Stone, Mike and Derek Wisnand, father and son team, own and operate this beautiful stone yard. They're open 6 days a week in southeast Fort Worth, 4501 East Loop 820 South. They are fabulous men. I love this company because they are absolutely fabulous people. They have been so active in the nursery industry for all of their careers. Derek is in his probably mid to late 20s now, about late 20s. Mike has been around since I used to have my All Texas All Garden Show, and he always built our display for us and did such a beautiful job with it. 22 acres of incredible stone. They have natural stone, flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. Skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. And they are well contacted with landscape contractors who can do the work for you. The best of the best, it's WhizQ Stone. It's like a toy land for adult gardeners. Just fabulous. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth. For more information, go to whiz-q.com, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, closed Sundays. WhizQ Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, whiz-q.com.
Severe storms in Texas pop up quickly with wind and hail that can damage your roof. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Schedule your free roof inspection or visit wbroofing.com. They've been in business more than 28 years. Wortham Brothers Roofing provides the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing. 972-562-5788, wbroofing.com.
We have coming up on Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day, all day long at the Plano Center, our 20th annual Home Landscape School for 2015. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you all the principles of great home landscape design, how to plan the landscape to scale, how to design beds, the arrangement of the plants within those beds, how to have a beautiful front yard entryway garden, and how to have a fun patio and a backyard that's effective and that also is very efficient for your family to enjoy. Designing to scale. In fact, 2 weeks after that, you'll have a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to finish your landscape plan, and then you will have the knowledge of how to do additional plans in the future. Now, this is all day, Saturday, February 14 in Plano, and then the consultations are February 28 or March 1 for 30 minutes. The early registration discount is $179 for one person, $219 for two people, and in less than in single digits of days ahead from now, that price will go up by $20. So this is your chance to sign up. You can do so by calling the same number at my office that you call to buy my new book. That is 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or you can sign up today anytime at neilsperry.com. Office is open until 11 at 1-800-752-GROW or anytime at neilsperry.com. We go to Scott in Poolville now. Scott, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Appreciate your call.
I'm wondering if it's okay to sod TIF 419 at this time of year.
A lot of landscape contractors do so. In fact, I would say the majority would do so. If I had a choice, I would wait until April, but a lot of times we don't have a choice. Either there's a certificate of occupancy that we have to have, and we have to have something on the ground, or the kids are going to be bringing mud into the house. The problem that you have, Scott, is that as soon as we have a 30 or 28 degree night, which could happen in the next few days, that grass goes brown, doesn't grow anymore, and so what you put down is right where it's going to be coming out of the winter. And granted, the roots will go ahead and grow some, but they are somewhat vulnerable. Now, the hybrid Bermudas are more winter hardy than St. Augustine. I would never plant St. Augustine this late.
Okay.
Bermudas, I guess you can. It's not my recommendation. If you have no choice, go ahead and do it. In that case, when you're saying, is it okay to do it, really I didn't have the chance to say no. I wouldn't do it myself. I would not do it myself because if we had extreme cold, you might lose it. And it's also hard to know when to water it because you can't tell the grass is brown anyway. So
okay.
those are two reasons I, given the choice, I would wait until April, but I'll bet you can't wait.
You're right. And
yeah.
One other question. There's
Just be careful. Just be careful that you don't let it get too dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it okay to prune my pecan tree and my non-bearing pear trees?
Okay, pecans, yeah, absolutely. You can prune pecans almost any time of the year. It's easiest to do it in the wintertime because you can see through them to see what impact you'll have. The fruitless mulberry, pears, ornamental pears, if you prune them very much, you will get a huge amount of regrowth from them, and that'll be more vulnerable to fire blight. We normally don't do a lot of pruning on ornamental pears. Scott, okay. I got to run. I really appreciate your call. Thank you, sir. Yeah, if you would, please limit your calls to one topic per call. That'd help me a lot so we don't have people waiting too long. Let's go to Perry and McKinney. Perry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm great. Appreciate your call, sir.
About a year ago, I called you. You gave me a great tip on how to plant a pound of bluebonnets, kind of jog with the mower and all of that. They came up, and they're really coming up good now. I'm just wondering, I guess I shouldn't mow ever because do they last all year?
Bluebonnets are annuals. The bluebonnets that we have are lupins. They're all lupins, but they're an annual type. They germinate in September, October, grow a little bit during the winter, especially below ground, then do their normal thing in the spring where they flourish and bloom and go to seed. And as soon as that seed is hard and dry and beginning to shed, then you can mow and clean the place up. That's why you don't want to plant them in with grass because it means you can't mow until June.
June.
Yeah. And from that point on during the summer, you can certainly mow. You could mow now if they haven't gained much height, and as long as you stay above them, you don't want to mow them, but they're still kind of rosetting down flat on the ground at this point.
Right, right. Well, that's very helpful.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. I'm glad it worked last year, and it'll work better and better as the years pass.
Thank you, too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. We have several open lines now, folks, because we took a bunch of calls in a hurry there. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Please call right now, won't you? 800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company has been providing plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. They are finishing up 111 years in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Now, they are the best. You know that. You've heard me say that many, many times. They've earned multiple awards, so you know that they are felt to be the best by a lot of different people. Right now, they continue on their carrier cool cash rebates, but it's only until November 15. And so let's see. That's next Saturday. This is my last ad that I get to do for them for the carrier cool cash rebate. You need to mark something on the wall. Preferably with a post-it note or a dry erase board, to call them tomorrow to get this underway. You can call now if you want to, and they'll call you back. But anyway, to the point, you can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you can receive up to one full year of no-interest financing. Either way, it's your choice now until November 15, Saturday. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for details, or here's the number, 214-340-6300. Make a note of that number, 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com. Physically, they are at 11055 Plano Road. That's where their complete kitchen and bath, faucet, and fixture showroom is. They invite you to stop in and browse through the spectacular showroom. Dallas Plumbing Company offers a 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, or air conditioning service. Again, 214-340-6300. Website is DallasPlumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
It is very important that you hire the best to take care of your shade trees. Shade trees, after all, represent a major investment in your landscape, in your property. And Arborological Services is the best. These folks come to your home. They analyze your trees very carefully. Hopefully, you will hire them to do an annual tree inspection. We have them at our home a couple of times a year because we have some old pecans that are getting a little more vulnerable, and I just want them to double-check things just to make sure. They've been serving the Metroplex with the finest in tree care since 1981. What sets them above the others? Well, for one thing, they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. A certified arborist is carefully trained. They have proven that they have the knowledge. They have achieved the level of certification that proves that they are fine arborists. And they have 12 of them at Arborological Services. They have college graduates in plant pathology. In fact, they have a man with a master's degree in oak wilt specifically. Horticulturists and foresters on staff. The only people who will ever touch my trees for any needs, simple or complicated, Arborological Services on Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts, and on the phone, 866-552-7267. Arborological.com, 866-552-7267. It's time to check in now with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, and here is Major Logan. Good morning, Major.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News time now is 8:31. It's streaked across the western sky. We'll have that story coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right out traffic watch. Working an accident now southbound spur 408 at Keys Boulevard. Two right lanes block. Might have some serious injuries there. Also running a little bit sluggish on westbound I-635 between Montford Drive and Marsh Lane. Both those earlier accidents in Arlington are now cleared. It's running closer to normal now. I-20 and I-30 through Arlington. The WBAP 24/7 forecast, partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 66. Clear skies, chilly tonight, overnight low 40, then sunny, a bit milder tomorrow with a high of 70. Right now, it's 43 degrees. Something strange was happening in, or rather above, Texas overnight.
We had an explosion here.
From here in North Texas all the way to Corpus Christi, 350 miles away, people saw one or more bright green streaks blazing across the sky just before 9 p.m. A sheriff's department along the Texas-Mexico border had reports of the ground shaking at around that time. The Facebook page of the Hewitt Police Department just outside Waco features an officer's dash cam video of the meteor and a tongue-in-cheek posting. We checked for aliens. None were found. Everything is safe.
That's Jim Ryan reporting. An annual audit of the Dallas County District Attorney's Forfeiture Fund found it was unclear whether 15 expenditures were used for law enforcement purposes, as state statutes require. The Dallas Morning News reports that among the items County Auditor Virginia Porter marked as unclear included a $47,500 settlement in a crash District Attorney Craig Watkins was involved in, nearly $700 in Mardi Gras beads, and about $2,000 in parade fees. Once again, it's going to be sunny and breezy today, high of 72, 44 degrees now in Arlington. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Zeus. Zeus is an adorable guy with the sweetest disposition. He's a 49-pound Shar Pei mix with a handsome golden coat. Zeus is fun-loving. He's easygoing. He loves everybody he meets, especially the kids. He loves going on walks. He doesn't mind snuggling. He was surrendered just about a month ago. And because he didn't get along well with the cats in the house. Great with kids, not great with cats. You know what? No, I can't say that. We have cat listeners, don't we? I'd keep the dog. No, that I didn't say that. I have three cats as well. He is not a big fan of cats. He does get along well with other dogs. And they invite you to bring your current dog for a meet and greet before you take Zeus home. If you're looking for a sweet, loving, and fun guy, you need to go out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney and meet Zeus today. You know, he's a rock star. You go in there and you'll see on one of the little houses they have in there for him, in the room where the dogs are, you'll see the name Zeus. You'll say, Neil was talking about you this morning, and I want to take you home. That's what you're going to say. I'm programming you. And if you don't, if he's already been adopted, or if you decide that there's another dog you like even better than Zeus, they're fine with that. They have some wonderful dogs and cats. They really have wonderful animals. SPCA.org/findapet. You can see Zeus and all the others. SPCA.org/findapet, all one word. Just like all the pets at the SPCA of Texas, Zeus has been neutered, microchipped, he's had his vaccines, and you are ready to take him home this afternoon, noon to 6. They're open. The address of the McKinney shelter, the Russell H. Perry shelter, is 8411 Stacy Road, just east of Custer. 8411 Stacy, just east of Custer. Custer becomes Main Street, or Main Street from Frisco becomes Custer when you go across, I'm sorry, becomes Stacy when you go across Custer. You know what I'm talking about. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. Also open noon to 6, 7 days a week. That is the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Rush on WBAP.
Individual Republican candidates won, and they won big. They won in a wave landslide running against Obamacare.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
20 years ago, we began our home landscape school, and it was a sellout that year, and it will be a sellout this year as well. Now, you have until the, what is the date we have on this? It's not very far away. It's just a few days away get your early registration discount of $20. It's $179 for one person, or if two people from the same household come for the same landscape, it's $219. That includes the all-day class February 14 at the Plano Center, where Stephen Chambly and I will teach you all of the principles of home landscape design. Our goal is to help you finish a landscape project at your home. You select the project. Maybe it's landscaping the backyard because you have a fence that's just bleak looking, or maybe it's around the patio or pool, or maybe it's a new entryway. Whatever it is, you select the project, and we'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan for it to scale. What are the best plants? What are the best design arrangements? All of that, all day February 14, Valentine's Day on Saturday in Plano. 2 weeks later, on February 28 or March 1, Saturday or Sunday, you take your choice of days and times. You will sit with a landscape contractor, a professional landscape designer, to finish your landscape plan. You'll leave with a working knowledge of how to build other landscape designs, and you'll have a plan when you walk out the door. It's a cool deal. $179 one person, $219 two people for a few more days. So contact my office right now at 1-800-752-GROW. Same number you use to buy my new book, 1-800-752-4769, or you can sign up anytime today at neilsperry.com.
Ben Ferguson, pulling no punches.
I will never vote for any black person.
Did you like Jimmy Carter?
Absolutely not.
But you voted for white guys after Jimmy Carter.
I voted for Ronald Reagan.
He's a white guy.
Yeah, and?
Do you realize, Frank, how racist you sound?
Ben Ferguson, 9 till 11, News Talk 820 WBAP.
Norway Irrigation. Bill Jensen is my friend, and I've known Bill for 44, almost 45 years now. Norway Irrigation was founded in 1983. Before that, Bill had been in the nursery industry, and I have come to know Norway Irrigation as the very best sprinkler irrigation company in North Texas. One of the reasons is that Bill is hands-on. He is there to make sure that the business is run exactly the way he dreamed it would be when he opened it 30 years ago. They feature Weathermatic equipment. He feels that that is the best that he can find anywhere around. It happens to be made right in the Metroplex, so that's kind of cool too. But Weathermatic equipment with a Norway Irrigation design, that's the best and the best. So you're going to have a sprinkler system that will do a really efficient job of irrigating your lawn and landscape and conserving water every time that that's needed, which is all the time in North Texas. Norway Irrigation, they're great for repairs and for irrigation audits. Anytime you need irrigation help, it is Norway Irrigation. NorwayIrrigation.com. They use licensed irrigation contractors all the way through, and it is a one-place business. They have purposely not spread all over Texas, all over America. They want to make sure they do it right. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, 972-446-3292, NorwayIrrigation.com.
Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
All right. We go to Michael in Fort Worth, our next call up. Michael, thanks for waiting. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a young live oak that's about a 4-inch diameter trunk, about 12 foot tall. And this summer it shed about 18 to 24 inches of its lower bark. And I sealed it up with the prune sealer. Is there anything else I can do, and what do you think the prognosis is for that tree?
Do you have any idea why the bark fell off? Are you aware of any injury that happened to the tree?
I'm not aware of any injury, but there are a lot of deer in the area, so maybe one of those was eating on it. I'm not sure.
All right. Where is the bark lost? Down near the ground?
Yes, from the ground up about 2 feet.
All right. And what side of the trunk is it on? What direction does it face?
It went all the way around the circumference.
Okay. All right. At that point, my message changes very drastically. If you lose bark all the way around a tree trunk, that tree is not going to make it. I wonder if it might have had, I don't think deer did that. I wonder if it might have had sun scald. That's not as common on live oaks as it is on Schumard red oaks. Live oaks come factory equipped with more bark. But the tissue right inside the bark is called phloem, P-H-L-O-E-M. And when bark is lost, the phloem is lost, and that cylindrical tissue is what takes the sugars that are made by the leaves down to the roots to nourish the roots. And so when you lose the phloem, you lose the roots. It's kind of a 1-2 deal, and it may take months, but it will happen. How old is this tree in that location?
It's about 4 years old.
All right, and you just saw this happen this year?
Yes.
Michael, I don't know what would have caused it, and obviously you want to protect yourself so it doesn't happen again. It won't hurt to wrap the trunk with paper tree wrap from the nursery or from a hardware store. That's a material that's kind of like the old-fashioned crepe paper. It comes in rolls about that size, and you roll it from the bottom up to the bottom branch, lowest branch, and it adheres to itself. It protects the tree from borers, from borers getting in, woodpecker damage, and from sun scald. Like I say, it's not normally a requirement on live oaks like it is. It's non-negotiable on Schumard red oaks and Chinese pistachios, since they have very thin bark initially. But that won't hurt. I'm not sure it would have made the difference for your tree. It may be that it got bunged up by a mower wheel or something, or rodent damage. I don't think deer would feed on bark that far down. Did you see chunks of bark laying on the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, and if deer were eating it, they'd be ingesting it, not leaving it laying around. I think it's more likely that the tree just probably had some kind of injury or sun scald, and that bark just separated.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I hate to say that. I think you need to start over. Good luck with it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Todd in Waco, and that will take all of our calls, and we'll be looking for some more at 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Todd, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Well, I have a couple of areas in my front yard. It's an Augustine yard. It's in good shape. It's growing a large, in some cases, mushroom that does not come through the grass. It's hard. If you walk around on it in your bare feet, you can actually feel it underneath the grass like marbles. My dogs are addicted to it, and I've kind of linked it to two areas that I've ground large hackberries out of
right.
2 years ago.
Right.
And I'm sure that's the root system that they're kind of growing from. Is there anything I can do with that?
You could try dusting sulfur. Sulfur is a fungicide after a fashion. It was actually one of the first fungicides ever discovered. So you could get a shaker can of dusting sulfur and dust it onto these things. It actually will help the soil, the plants, the good plants. It does burn your eyes and skin, so be kind of careful in applying it. Don't get it in your eyes.
Yes, sir.
And I think, I don't know if that's going to work on a hard-shelled mushroom like this. This thing will eventually go away, and other than engulfing the grass and probably killing a little bit of grass that gets swallowed up in it, it's not going to be a major problem for the lawn in general. It just will impact the little area where it is. It's kind of like if you were transporting a wheelbarrow load of mortar mix that you had already moistened, and it sloshed out and had this pool that just filtered down into the grass, dried. You lose that little bit of grass, take it away, and it's gone. I think you're right on target on the hackberry roots and debris being the source of this thing there. It's living off them, off the decaying organic matter, and when that is all gone, it'll be gone too. Meanwhile, no big problem.
That's what I was hoping for. The dogs do more damage to the grass trying to get to it than it's actually doing
out. Wow.
It is, and they want out in it. That's exactly. And my wife caught me on my hands and knees a couple of days ago digging them all up, and she thought I was out there with the dog.
I thought you were going to say you were rolling in it.
But it's it's caused some problems just from them digging at the yard. Other than that,
how big an area is affected?
I'd say the largest of the two big areas is probably about maybe a 7 or 8 square foot area.
7 by 7?
Yes, sir. It's about as big as I could find just walking around.
And yeah, I understand. I wondered about putting a temporary fence up just to keep the dogs away.
I thought of that myself. Cause now I have a wooden walk in the back that comes off my deck, and I've caught them digging under it, and it's growing under it also on the like the 4x4 post.
You know what I'm going to suggest then, because this is a lot more involved than that type of organism normally is. I would make contact with the offices at A&M of the Texas Plant Clinic. It is operated by Dr. Kevin Ong, O-N-G. Kevin is a friend of mine, and this falls within, funguses fall within plant pathology. He might have some better suggestions. Since this is engulfing a bigger area, it becomes more of a concern. I don't see you putting sulfur over that big an area. I'd call down there and see if you can reach somebody. There's no sample to send to them. They don't have to identify what the species is, probably. See if they can get some help to you, or contact them through your McLennan County Extension office. You have a horticulturist in McLennan County, and she might be able to give you some advice as well.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea.
And she would have direct contact to Kevin, where lay people sometimes have a little harder time getting through. He's really busy.
Well, anyway, I appreciate your help.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That'll get you started. Thank you, Todd. All right. Yes, we'll have Ginger and Sherman coming up in just a second, and hopefully your call as well. 1-800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I'm going to switch these ads, Robert, just so you'll know that. Advanced Foundation Repair. I love these people. I've been doing ads for them now. I'm in my 21st year of advertising for Advanced Foundation Repair, and twice during those 21 years, I have been a customer of Advanced Foundation Repair. You say, well, Neil, they guarantee their work for the lifetime of the home. What happened? You had to have them back? No, I didn't. In fact, we had them once at our home and once at my magazine office, once on a slab issue, and once for a pier and beam issue at my old building that we use for a magazine office. It's in the historic district in McKinney, built in 1927. It's pier and beam, and they have a division within their company that does pier and beam work as well. I am noticing that foundations do not know what to do right now. It's basically kind of dry, but we've had rain, so it's kind of moist, and foundations are just shifting all over the place. Cracks are developing, and then they fill in, and then it dries out again. And it's an interesting life when you live on black clay soil. This is the company that will come to your home and do a free home inspection, and they will be very honest with you. If you have problems, they will show you exactly where they are, what they are, tell you what it would cost to fix them. If you don't have problems, they will tell you that. They are not looking to drum up business and create work for themselves. The integrity of this company is just outstanding. Guaranteed for the lifetime of the home, transferable owner to owner. Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. That's plural. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Leaves have begun to fall and should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has robotic pool sweeps and pond vacuums to help you manage. You can also get helpful tips to make your job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get the fall pond must-haves, including pond cover nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping scoop nets, Genki fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and more. Old Man Winter will be here before long, so plan ahead and call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool, such as getting winter covers for above-ground pools and custom automatic covers for in-ground pools. Install a freeze guard to automatically protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace any malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend your swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call 972-288-7537. That's 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
Thank you, Lynn, very, very much. Very proud of the work that she has done in support of Serenity High. We both do, and we love that school. It means so much to so many. When you see the wall of honor in Serenity High of all the graduates, you realize how really, really special that school is, making a difference in the lives of young men and women who've made a bad choice, who have been to rehab, and they have been successful there only to be advised not to go back into their old environments. I love Serenity High, and hopefully you'll never need the help of that sort of a recovery high school, but it's the only one of its kind in America, still is, and it's there in McKinney, McKinney ISD, Serenity High in McKinney. Want to invite you to call my magazine office between now and 11 if you would like a signed copy of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Would you like to give that as a Christmas gift? It's already signed, ready to go. And I went into my office a few days ago and spent the afternoon signing so that we'd have plenty of signed copies. We'd love to get one in your hands. You can be proud to offer this as a Christmas gift to somebody that you care about or to buy it for yourself. It is not a revised, you'll say, this doesn't look anything like the old book. The old book is really old, and this one is a totally different format, done in a completely different manner. We have a lot of multi-page charts in this one. You know my posters that I used to have, the posters that were $10 each with the 100 best annual flowers, 120 best perennials, 100 best woody plants, all of that. It's all in the book. It's all in the book in the same format exactly, just page after page of useful, helpful data. And then also my garden calendar I used to publish for 30 years. Well, I took it from 12 pages of gardening tips month by month to 48, four per month. All of that, plus the basics of Texas gardening and individual chapters on all the plants that you're growing. Satisfaction guaranteed. This book is not in stores, not on Amazon. You go into stores, you go on Amazon, you'll find my old book. Please don't buy that book. It costs more, and it's not nearly as good as this one. This is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, available from neilsperry.com, only from neilsperry.com, not in stores, and also available by calling my magazine office before 11 today, before 11, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. A lot of calls. Let's go back to the phone to Ginger in Sherman.
Yes. I have some problems with my crepe myrtles. Last year we had quite a severe winter, as you know, mm-hmm. in the North Texas area. And I have three crepe myrtles that grow next to the driveway. And I noticed that one of them especially, and the second one looks pretty bad too, but the barks were kind of dark, not like I had seen them before. And it never did come out. I didn't know whether to top it out or just to cut it down and start over.
The dark trunk is due to sooty mold, which is mm-hmm. a fungal organism that grows in the sticky residue, the honeydew, of either aphids or of the scale insect that has become somewhat common, not so common this year. Wasn't much of a year for it, but anyway, that sooty mold, that has nothing to do with the winter, and it will go away as soon as the bark flakes off, as will happen with crepe myrtles. Not a huge issue. Now the dieback, that can be a huge issue. We have about 20,000 crepe myrtles that we have planted in the medians in McKinney and other public areas, and two or three varieties, especially Tuscarora, was hurt really badly last year, and those plants, a few of them died out completely and have come back from their roots, and most of them are just kind of sparse.
Right.
You know, they may have half or two-thirds their normal leaf count, and they didn't bloom very well this year.
Yeah,
in those cases, you could cut out the dead wood, but don't ever top a crepe myrtle. If you have to, if you have to cut a crepe myrtle back, cut it to the ground, and let it regrow from the ground. That way you have a nice shape and form to it.
Now, I planted some next to, not next to the house, but they have grown so large that they're touching the top of the roof. And should I cut those back,
don't
too?
Don't ever cut any crepe myrtle back.
I've never done that.
Yeah, don't ever top a crepe myrtle. That's what that would amount to. You need to move them and put them in a place where they can grow taller. You got the wrong variety.
Too big.
Well, then take them out and replace them with a smaller variety. Okay. 120 varieties. There's a crepe myrtle that gets no taller than 3 feet tall if you need that. There's a crepe myrtle for any size.
That.
Yeah.
Right. But if they outgrow their space.
If they outgrow their space, you have to move them. I moved one last year that had gotten up into a shady area, and I moved it it's two growing seasons ago, and it's doing great. It was been there for 32 years. It required a tractor to move it. And it was really worth moving. It's a beautiful tree now.
Well, only about 10 years old, they're just huge, and I can't control them in there.
I understand. Cutting them back will not help you a bit. Appreciate your call, Ginger. Thank you so much. Let me see where I am time-wise. Diana in Roanoke, I think I can help you. What's your question? Good morning.
Good morning. I have a fig tree that I planted about 5 years ago, and now it's reaching over 10 to 12 foot tall. And it's close to the foundation. Need to know about the foundation as well as when I should trim it back.
I think you don't trim figs back. It's even harder on them than it is on crepe myrtles. With crepe myrtles, at least, it just makes them look ugly. With figs, you can really do a lot of damage to them by cutting them back. Number one, you make them a lot more vulnerable to cold injury. And number two, you also cut off all the potential for producing fruit. And so we need to allow figs to have a spot where they can get 12 to 15 feet tall and wide. Putting them up against the house doesn't work typically. If you have to remove a branch, have to do any trimming at all, Diana, on figs, you want to remove the branch entirely. Don't cut it back and leave any stub that would send out new shoots. Okay. Winter is the time to do it, but it's not a good plan. You might want to take cuttings and start another one farther out from the house and then eventually take that one out. I got to run. I got the news coming. Thank you so much. We have several on hold. Stay with me.